Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the guest. He'll sort of team up with Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. His guest tonight will be Saints senior defensive assistant Peter Dinta. Bob, and then we come back at 7:30.
Yep,
Bob,
yep.
Jeff Duncan wrote an article a few minutes ago saying Derek Carr is fully confident he'll be back with the Saints for a third season. We talked to Joe Curry about it, and he sort of broke it down. Going, Jeff Duncan ain't writing that.
Just to be writing
just
it.
Just to be writing it.
Yeah.
So I think you got an indication of kind of where this team is leaning, and that's for Derek Carr to play another season in the Saints.
Well, the only games they've won is when Derek Carr played quarterback. Now, they only won five, but that's what they've won. Now, whether you like Derek Carr or not, okay, this is not an opinion. This is where he's at. You know, he only played in 10 games. You played 17 games. He threw for right under 2,200 yards, but he had 15 touchdowns, five interceptions. They ended up being 5-5. They were 0-6. I mean, his quarterback rating, I want to say, was hovering around 100 or something. So it's not like, listen, I don't think the Saints are winning no championship with Derek Carr. But they are not 20 quarterbacks better than Derek Carr. Okay, they got 32 teams. And I'll tell you, I think best case scenario, Derek Carr might be 12 to 16, somewhere around there. And I think that's the skins he has on the wall. Okay, because I could do some future shows on this. You want to talk about throwing the deep ball chunk plays, 40-yard passes, 20-yard completions. He's up there with Matthew Stafford and all of them. Everybody who's playing right now, Mike, start talking. I got to get out my notes because I have to educate people on this.
We'll start our triple option feature. Charlie, I'll throw it to you first where Bobby's digging up all his notes.
Bobby, take your time because I'm going to be a little bit long-winded with this one, guys. Perfect Game, who I'm more of a fan of D1 personally. They released their 2025 preseason poll. D1 should be coming very soon here because we're about 5 weeks out from college baseball season. It's kind of hard to believe, like we're at the very start of January, but it's coming up very soon. And a couple things that I saw, LSU ranked number 2 in the 2025 Perfect Game preseason poll released today, only behind Texas A&M. They have a loaded roster. They were the runner-ups this past season. It's understandable that they're number 1. But a couple things I noticed here, guys, the SEC is still dominant early on in this preseason poll. 5 of the top 7 in this ranking is from the SEC. That's A&M at number 1, LSU at number 2, Georgia at number 4, Tennessee at 5, and Texas at 7. Also added, 10 of the top 25 are SEC teams, because if you go further down the list, you have Florida at 11, Arkansas at 13, Vanderbilt at 15, Oklahoma at 20, and Auburn at 22. So a lot of the usual suspects, but guys, the hype is already starting to build up for this 2025 season for LSU and head coach Jay Johnson. I can't wait for it. We're going to probably do some preview of it later on in the week. Steve has been texting me about it, where we'll get some of the D1 baseball guys on because they're the experts. They're fantastic to talk to. And we'll get a full preview of this LSU baseball team, which has aspirations of Omaha once again, gentlemen.
Charlie, here's the thing. Look how quick Georgia retooled. Got the LSU assistant to come
Wes
in.
Johnson.
And Wes has, look how quickly Wes Johnson has brought Georgia to a level. They are top 5 preseason team.
Yeah,
with
they were
the Bulldogs
close to Omaha last year. They had the road. They made it to the Super Regional round, but lost to NC State last year. I mean, that program was kind of in the dumps. But now, you're 100% right, Mike. Wes Johnson's done a great job there, and that's a program on the rise in the SEC. Just another one, in an already stacked conference that Georgia's now starting to throw their hat in the ring to.
I remember when we had on Coach Johnson, his comment was, Mike, I hate to lose him, and man, I really hate to lose him when we're going to go up against him. Because I think he knew it wasn't going to take Wes Johnson long to turn that Bulldog baseball program around.
Okay, it's my turn to do triple option. Okay,
yeah,
go for it, Bobby.
Go ahead. You got
I was going to do Amazon Prime because, you know, the wild card games and Thursday night football and the viewership. But I'm going to say that because that's still relevant even a month from now. So I'm going to talk about, since y'all brought up Derek Carr. Derek Carr. Okay, if you look at this year, passer rating. Okay, how do you play quarterback? Your passer rating. We all know, isn't Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff and Joe Burrow pretty good?
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
Lamar Jackson is one at 117.9. Jared Goff, 109.9. Joe Burrow, 106.9. Guess who's fourth? Now he only played 10 games, Derek Carr. Okay, so there's Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, Derek Carr. He's ahead of Tua at Miami. Baker Mayfield is at 104. Jalen Hurts and Sam Darnold. Aren't all those players really? Derek Carr is the only one that's not relevant in the postseason. Maybe him and Tua. You know why?
Yeah, Tua's the other one.
Because the supporting cast. Okay, who's around you supporting cast? Okay, I can go on and on. If you look in NFL, third down passer rating leaders. Guess who's number one in NFL third down passer? Okay, it's third and seven, third and eight, or third and four. What are we going to do to get a first down? Number one, Derek Carr ahead of Pat Mahomes. Derek Carr, quarterback rating of 125. Pat Mahomes, 123.5. Ahead of Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. Do you want me to go on? Okay, all I know, I just said passer rating and third down passer rating. Okay, a chunk plays. 25-plus completions since 2014, a decade. Number one, Russell Wilson. Now, you know who fell off the map? But he's a lot older than Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, two. Derek Carr's number three, ahead of Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, who's still playing. Okay, again, 40-yard completions, chunk plays, the past decade. Russell Wilson, one. Matthew Stafford, two. Derek Carr, three, ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Okay, you want me to continue? I'm going to continue. Okay, whether you want me to or not. If you look at games with multiple touchdown passes the past decade, Aaron Rodgers is one. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Derek Carr is ahead of or tied with Matthew Stafford. Now, think about how we view Matthew Stafford with the Rams. Okay, again. If you can look at, like, multiple touchdown passes, since 2014. Okay, you look at, like, okay, with this day and age, hell yeah, you better throw for 300 yards instead of 250 passing yards. 300 yards passing the past decade. You can look at, like, Kirk Cousins, Drew Brees, you know, Pat Mahomes, all of that. Matthew Stafford has one more game than Derek Carr of 300-plus yard passing games. All I'm saying, why in the hell does Matthew Stafford get way more love than Derek Carr? Now, Matthew Stafford can spin it, I guess, because he won a Super Bowl. It has to be, right? It has to be. But if you look at, like, what they've actually doing as far as chunk plays and quarterback rating, Derek Carr is right there. Okay, you look at passing yards. Right then, passing yards, Matthew Stafford basically has like 500 yards more than Derek Carr. So I'm just saying, the Saints are staying with Derek Carr. I said this a month ago. The Saints aren't moving on from Derek Carr. You know why? They don't have a better option. They don't have a better option. Now, again, we might want us to fall on our face, so maybe we have a chance for the number one overall pick. Because with Derek Carr, okay, what was our record? Won five games? Okay, I think
5-5.
Okay, and I'm telling you, with Derek Carr, we'd have been 8-9. And we ain't winning nothing. We ain't in the postseason. But Derek Carr, to me, makes that much of a difference. Because he would play more the complete game than Spencer Rattler did not. You know, Spencer Rattler played unbelievable the first half. Yeah, well, Derek Carr, he would end up like getting it done the whole game. Then maybe because his veteran leadership or just his experience and all that. And listen, I'm not loving Derek Carr, but I'm just telling you, there ain't too many damn options out there. You can think what you want to think. I just go by what happens on the field and what they've done. And there's not, we got 32 teams, there's not enough quarterbacks. There just isn't. People think, hey, and you know what? The class this year, Do you know, I heard somebody say today, which makes sense. Do you know, like, okay, Deion's son, and then Cam Ward.
Yeah.
They say, like, all the other quarterbacks that went last year, the quarterbacks coming out this year aren't ahead of any of them. Like the guy with the Patriots, name all the quarterbacks that were drafted.
No, they wouldn't be ahead of Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Jaden.
Drake May.
Michael Penix.
Wouldn't be ahead of none of them.
Now, with Bo Nix, that might be an argument there.
Right, but Mike, but the point being, that you talk about there's no quarterbacks this year.
That's not.
And I even heard a couple of people say, like, I don't know, we're going to be stretching because we just starving for quarterbacks, that in different drafts, they might be hovering around late first round, early second, instead of, like, being overpicked in
the
first round.
We both talked about this. When Anthony Richardson came out of Florida, did he overly impress you? Look why he was picked in the draft.
Because of his athletic ability.
I mean, athletically, he's off the charts.
Oh, okay. He wasn't a 50% passer in the SEC at Florida. Well, what he is at the Colts, he's not a 50% passer. Now, he can run over you, run around you, but you're NFL.
But he will get hurt.
Yes, you get hurt, you get knocked out, and they can't even hit you no more. So that's why all you haters on Derek Carr, give me a better option. I'm just telling you. There isn't out there.